In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Very reverend fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. Well, tomorrow we start the fast of the Dormition. And it's interesting because when we get to these fasting times, we have a tendency to think in terms of the extra things we do. We think in terms of fasting and of giving alms and of coming to confession. And of increased prayer and increased services. And sometimes it seems like we can think of these things in terms of being the actual healing of our souls, our actual salvation. Well, we see in today's gospel how things are related, but not necessarily that there's a one-for-one, a causal effect. Because what we have in today's gospel is we have the paralytic, and Jesus says to him, "Your sins are healed." Your sins are forgiven. And of course, some of the scribes around him heard and were upset and were blaspheming. And they were saying that how can he say that he can forgive sins? And only God can forgive sins. And of course, we know the rest of the story. We know that Christ is God, that he's God the Son. So what does he do then? He says, so that you will know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins, he heals him. He says, rise, take up your mat and walk. So the interesting thing here is the rising, the taking up his mat and his walking is not really necessary. It's not a necessary part of his salvation, but yet it still becomes a part of his salvation because it shows the great authority that Christ has. It shows that he has the ability to save souls and to forgive sins. And that's how it is in our salvation. That's how it is with the things that the church in her wisdom has given to us for our salvation. The gifts of fasting and of giving alms and of prayer and of the services and of coming to confession. These things in and of themselves are not our salvation. You could follow all of these things and still not unite yourself to Christ. A fast without prayer, it's been said, is just a diet, whereas prayer without fasting is just mumbling. It's important to remember that these things all work together, but ultimately that they work together for our salvation. It's like if you sprain your ankle. If you sprain your ankle and you go to the doctor, they're going to tell you, well, you know, you should rest, you should ice it, you should put some sort of compression on it, and you should elevate it. Now, doing these things that's not the healing of your ankle. Your ankle isn't healed by doing these things, but instead, these things contribute to the healing of your ankle. If you don't do these things, it's going to be a lot more difficult to be healed. And that's how it is with fasting and prayer and almsgiving and all of these things. It's not that these are our salvation. It's not that we earn our salvation by doing these things, but rather what it is that our salvation is, it's kind of encouraged in a sense by these things. It's like the healing is encouraged. You know, we believe in the Orthodox Church that it is God who saves us, but that there's a synergy, that he doesn't save us without us being involved in our salvation. And that's a great thing. That's a great thing because what it does is it gives God the credit for saving us. It doesn't unduly give us the credit. We don't say, okay, look how I saved myself. But what it does do is it recognizes that our God loves us so much that he's not going to do something against our will. That if we're unwilling to turn to him, he's not going to turn us towards him against our will. He will do all that he can to draw us to him. But if we do not accept that, if we do not accept him when he stands at the doors and knocks, then he will not enter. So we have this great time of the Dormition leading up to August 15th, when we'll celebrate the Dormition of the Theotokos. We have this great time, and I love the fact that throughout the year, there are these four fasts, there are these multitude of times that are kind of resets, because I think we need that in our life. We need to be reminded of what a great salvation that we hold to, and we need to be reminded to turn back to him constantly. And so this is one of those great resets. And so use this time, fast, increase your prayer life, come to the services. There'll be services every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Paraclesis services. They're wonderful, beautiful services. They're asking the Theotokos to intercede to her son for us, for the healing of our souls and bodies. And they're wonderful services. So come to those services, come to confession. As I've taught many times, at least there's four times a year that you should come to confession. They're each of the great fasts, and this is one of those great fasts. But ultimately, realize that we do these things not in any way earning our salvation, but instead we do these things to, in a sense, assist in our salvation. And that our salvation is ultimately a great gift from God. And we should seek that, and we should seek to do all that we can do to be a part of that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.